This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with St. John's Prep Hockey Coach Christian Hansen once again. And Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on really a spectacular regular season.
Rick, thank you for having me. And, yeah, I don't want to say I'm surprised, but we had a lot of holes to fill this year, and I guess I'm more impressed that the boys were able to step up and do it.
Well, I think your strengths are different this year maybe than in other years, and you compensated in different places, and one of the things you always were talking about was the defense and wanting to get more score more goals. And the defense, again, has held up spectacularly, only 26 goals with the competition that you face. So in terms of teaching the kids and having the kids do what they want, what you want them to do, that's got to feel pretty good as a success as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're firm believers in defense wins games, and it's not just your defense. It's your forwards getting back. It's your structure. It's getting goaltending. It's all six guys on the ice working together. And, you know, a lot of the success we've had this year is really strictly based on that because we don't score a ton of goals.
Yeah, I know, and you mentioned that during the year, and I know that in years past, you know, sometimes some of these games are a lot easier than others, and you do rack them up. So the intensity, I think, perhaps of the Catholic Conference and also Division I in general, you sort of have to you really have to play paying attention. You can't really let up on any line, can you?
No, and that's something we stress to the kids all the time. It's that attention to detail every time you're on the ice. And, you know, if in these games, one goal or one penalty or one play can really swing the momentum. So every shift is so important. And it's difficult for teenagers, and I think any athlete, to consistently have that focused every shift. And we've been really fortunate to have good leadership from our captains and kind of just a good team culture where everybody's been buying in, and that helps us be successful.
Division I is loaded, Coach, from 1 to 16 at least. And this tournament is going to be fun to watch, I think. You guys stayed at the top spot all season with that big target on your back. And, again, we talked last week about tune-ups for the tournament, and you had one more game to go. Tell me about the Franklin game and the competition that your kids faced.
Yeah, I honestly thought Franklin was one of the best teams we saw all year. Really deep offensively, had some very skilled and big forwards. The rink that they play in out in Franklin, I think, benefits them. It's a little bit smaller sheet of ice. So, you know, when you have really talented forwards, you're putting them around your net with kind of less space for them to have to maneuver to get through the layers. So they put 30 shots on net. I thought A.J. played really well for us, A.J. Parise in goal. He was our player of the game. And, you know, we squeaked out. It was 3-1 on paper, but it was an empty net goal. It was a 2-1 game, and it was 1-1 in the third. So it was a nice tune-up going into the tournament.
Now, speaking of tune-ups, you said that you had a scrimmage this weekend?
Yes, we scrimmaged yesterday against King Philip, a team that used to be in Division I, and then due to realignment is now in Division II. So it's not somebody that would face in the tournament. So it's just a good opportunity for both teams to work on special teams.
Yeah, and to stay sharp, I would imagine. Now, you guys, do I have this right? You play on Wednesday either Lincoln Sudbury or who's the other team?
Lexington.
Oh, Lexington. Okay. I wrote, okay. So tell me a little bit about how that works, because the bottom playing the top, I know Lincoln Sudbury has a history of being a great team over the years, but what are you guys doing now? And I know the answer to this already. You're working on your own stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the opponent matters. You know, there are certain opponents that we game plan for. But, you know, I told the kids in the locker room, and it's kind of the philosophy of the coaching staff, you're number one. And, you know, you earned it through your play. And, you know, it's let other teams try to match you, I guess, less than us changing what we do well to try to match other teams. So, you know, we're just getting ready for Wednesday, whether it's Lexington or Lincoln Sudbury. You know, we know 2 years ago, you know, 3 years they've had power seeding, and all 3 years we've been number one going into the tournament. 3 years ago, in 2022, we played King Philip in the first round, and we won the game 3-1, and that was a 1v32 matchup. and it ended up being a really difficult game. So you learn from those experiences. We have five kids on the team that played in that game, and it was a good message then, and it is now, to make sure you're ready every time you step on the ice.
You know, Coach, talking with Coach St. Pierre in football, he sometimes, I can't really speak for him, but sometimes he seems a little annoyed when people think that whoever St. John's Prep plays should blow them away. And that's just not the case.
No. I mean, I use that example of King Philip, and I can go back to the Arlington Catholic game this year for us, a team that we lost with an empty net goal, 3-1. You know, we were the number one seed at the time, and I think they ended up somewhere in the low 20s. So you just have to be ready, and, you know, you have to be prepared. And if you overlook an opponent, it could be your last game of the year.
A couple of other questions. Coach, you mentioned, you know, the strength of your team. If you look at the overall play of your team this year, what is the strength? What do you see as your best asset?
Depth. We roll four lines. All four lines are really competitive on the ice. We've been able to wear a lot of teams down. So I guess depth. But we also have a great first line. And Jake Banna, Johnny Tye, and Christian Rosa, they've been putting a lot of pucks in the net recently. So it is nice to have that kind of go-to line, but it's also really important to give them a rest and have the depth. So the combination of those two things.
Sometimes you can label a team, give it a label, say these guys are this or that or whatever. How do you look at this team compared with other teams that you've had in terms of giving them an identity, if you could put a label on them?
Yeah, I mean, intensity, grit. This team works hard. They forecheck really hard. We buzz around the offensive zone a lot. And, you know, we've been able to keep teams back on their heels with that speed and intensity. So, you know, maybe a little bit less skilled than a year ago when you had Jimmy Ayers and Will Van Sicklin and Ben McGilvery and Aiden Holland. But guys have filled their shoes and have, you know, just brought the intensity every game and even in practice. And it's made us a really effective team.
Finally, I know that you do a lot of self-evaluation. And how do you evaluate yourselves and your staff this year with respect to what's been accomplished to this point?
I mean, obviously, our goal every year is to earn the number one seed, to win the Frades tournament, to win the Catholic Conference. So, I mean, we've reached some of those goals that we've set as a team, but we can always be better. We can always do more. There are times this year I'm frustrated with some of the decisions I made, and you know, and you just kind of learn from it, and you hope that your next effort's your best one.
You know, Christian, I gotta tell you, what you just said, you learn from it. How long have you been doing this now?
My 17th year at St. John's, and I was the head coach at Salem High School for 7 years prior to that.
And so in that time, quarter of a century coaching these kids, you're telling me it's still a learning process in a certain sense?
The game evolves every year. And if you don't adapt with it, you're going to be left behind. And I have great assistant coaches that are really up to date on the strategies and even in practice, a lot of the skill stuff we do. So if you're not working to be better, then, you know, your team's going to suffer for it. And, you know, they put so much work in, you don't want to disappoint them.
I can't let you go with one more question that just popped into my head because you talked about the assistant coaches and so on and the game changing. One thing I've really become aware of this year, and I'm a retired math teacher, so I'm learning about the effects of social media and how captains relate to their teams through whatever message, texting or Instagram or whatever. And that's something that's relatively new to coaching, and that's something that you have to keep up on as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, social media wasn't a thing when I started coaching. You know, I started at Salem High School in 1999. I don't even think there were cell phones. Maybe there were, but I didn't have one.
Right.
And, you know, now everybody has their own social media page, and things are going out on Instagram and video. And those are things that you really have to stay up on, because teams can follow you a lot easier than they used to and kind of learn your tendencies and your power play and your penalty kill and strategies. So you have to stay up on it to stay competitive.
Way beyond my pay grade, I'll tell you. Coach, thank you so much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Christian. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.